Well, Nikki, I just want to start off, first of all, by saying congratulations. I know you've got a lot of things you're looking forward to, but a lot of excitement right now, too, I understand.
Absolutely. You know, I received a phone call earlier from Matt Caldwell preceding the election, and now we get to move forward on what is best for our state when it comes to agriculture and consumer services.
Talking with you before and hearing some of the messages you've had, you're really looking at this as a nonpartisan way of actually running the department, aren't you?
Absolutely, because the things that really fall underneath this department are not partisan in nature. You know, when it comes to our agriculture, you know, the food that we eat and the water that we drink, it crosses party lines, and those are not things that are partisan. And I've been talking a lot about, you know, when it comes to sensible gun issues, and it's about, you know, doing my job on concealed weapons and doing background checks. Again, that's not partisan. That's making sure that the background checks and responsibilities underneath the commissioner's office are just followed through. And then on issues, you know, dealing with consumer stuff, and again, this is protecting our state and our citizens, and none of that stuff is partisan.
But you mentioned water and weapons right there, and that's kind of what you were campaigning on, the three W's, weed, water, and weapons, and that's kind of what you're really focusing on, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. As what most people probably know is that I decided to get into the race because I saw things in Tallahassee that weren't working, and no better example of that was the implementation of the medical marijuana that 72% of us voted for, and really want to make sure that we enhance the program for the patients all across our state, and then even expanding it as, you know, cannabis and hemp is really another alternative crop for a lot of our agriculture community, and really is an opportunity to provide jobs in our state, better for the environment, and really could utilize those job opportunities, especially so many of our agriculture communities that have been suffering from whether it's the citrus greening to NAFTA issues, that this really is another way for them to be prosperous and not have to sell their land for development purposes.
I understand you kind of want to elevate the consumer affairs portion of that department a little more.
Absolutely. You know, as a 15-year practicing attorney, that is what I've been sworn to do, is protect the citizens of our state. And there is really a lot of things that go into the consumer services aspect of it, everything from regulations of the gas pumps and skimmers, the fitness centers, to payday loan lenders. You basically name an issue, food safety, an issue that affects our consumers falls underneath this. And I want to make sure that do not call list, that the people of the state of Florida have an ally in Tallahassee to protect them when it comes to these issues.
What do you want those in agriculture know of what you plan to do and what you're hoping to accomplish over the next few years?
You know, what I have said all across the state from day one of me entering into this race, that I don't pretend to come from traditional agriculture, but I've spent the last 6 months learning and understanding and speaking to members of the industry, and I plan to be as large of a spokesperson and advocate for the industry because it is so important and vital to our state for economic development, for the future of our country, for our national security issues, and really look forward to working with the ag community as we go into the next generation.